To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, and time, of course, for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of June, 2022. Got all that best technology news that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Windows users, guess what? Another update. However, though, this one can be obtained by getting the ISO for a complete clean install, if you like. And we're talking about Windows 11 build 25140. In this build, there's another good set of fixes, pretty much designed to improve the overall experience of Windows 11. Now, some of the biggest changes include updates for language packs, big fixes to File Explorer, especially an issue that was leading some people to unexpectedly see an error when they were actually copying files from network drives. There's been some improvements in the settings, where you can actually go rename a drive label in the system. It will be pre-populated in the dialog. Other issues apparently fixed, at least for now. The X64 emulation on the ARM64, that could result in certain apps crashing. Yeah, that's definitely a good one to get under wraps. Plus, for you widget lovers out there, Microsoft is working on a fix. Yeah, working, meaning it's not in this update. That's actually causing issues with widget preferences, especially in the temperature units and pin widgets. If you feel the need for the update, head on over to Microsoft and get that ISO downloaded for yourself today. Looks like PayPal has taken a note from Apple. We all know about the pay later from Apple. Well, PayPal now wants you to split up those payments. It seems that PayPal is expanding its buy now, pay later options with longer term payment plans. This, of course, will be for our U.S. listeners only and will only be valid for purchases between $199 and $10,000. The cost then will actually split across monthly payments between 6 and 24 months. And if you select the pay monthly option at checkout, all you need to do then is complete an application. Once you're approved, well, you're on your way. As far as APR concerned, yeah, you might want to look at that number. The calculated risk basis will be between 0 and 29.99%. And according to PayPal, the first payment is due a month after your purchase. Yeah, so it's like a month free, but not really. And finally, seems the Sky Eye telescope over in China might have found something quite interesting, that being alien civilizations. Now, Sky Eye, for those who don't know, that's actually the world's largest radio telescope. Now, what's interesting about this report? It was apparently removed from the website of Science and Technology Daily. That's actually the official newspaper of China's Science and Technology Ministry. And nobody knows why it was. One thing we do know about SkyEye, it's extremely sensitive in the low frequency radio band. Apparently, this is the band that concentrates on those aliens above us. And talking about those aliens, since the report was somewhat removed, we don't really know what was said, or if anything at all. So for now, unfortunately, we're going to have to put this over in the conspiracy theory file. Yeah, that file's pretty big right now, isn't it? Gotta have jammed that in there. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out all the BTN podcasts over there at britishtechnetwork.com, including the latest Big Show. Also, the latest photo show is up for your enjoyment as well. You can also find us, of course, on Facebook at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech, and join our community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.